Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and I wanted to sneak in one more episode here before the Thanksgiving holiday. I know many of you will be looking for something to listen to over the holidays, maybe as you enjoy your turkey or as you shop on Black Friday, brave the crowd. So I wanted to get one more podcast episode in, and I'd like to share with you a conversation I recently had with Erin Breitzke. Erin is a member of our class of 2018. She is an IMBA format student in our Roslyn section, and she and one of her classmates, Jessica Cummings, are exploring starting a business together. And sat down with Erin to talk with her a little bit more about entrepreneurship and the executive formats. As you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, we have been doing an ongoing series about entrepreneurship and the executive formats. We've featured an interview with a member of our class of 2019, Hannah Dobbles, as well as a recent interview with Patrick Weeks, who is in Erin's class of 2018. And so this is part of that series. We think that entrepreneurship is a natural fit for our executive format students and Darden generally, given how students learn here. Case method, C-suite perspective, enterprise thinking. But of course, don't take our word for it. So right now, here's my interview with Erin Breitzke. Erin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett.
All right. So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What's your background? How'd you end up at Darden?
Sure. Well, I'm very happy to say that I'm a second year student at this point. So I started Darden back in 2016. Before that, I started my career with Danaher. I was in manufacturing and operations and really had a passion for that. It brought me up to the Washington, D.C. area, where I worked at another subsidiary of Danaher, before transitioning into a retail role where I run product development and operations for a couple of proprietary brands right now. I knew it was the right time in my career to go back for my MBA, but I wasn't sure what format. I wasn't sure what school I was going to do. And then I remember riding the Metro and seeing the sign on the Metro for Darden's executive MBA program that was coming to Roslyn. And I think that was kind of the last kick that I needed to go ahead and put in my application. I knew I wanted to be at Darden from a few previous experiences that I had, so it was perfect timing.
The Metro ads are funny because we do a lot of advertising, you know, digital ads and all this kind of stuff. But time and time again, particularly for people in the D.C. area, but even for some people who traveled to the D.C. area, they would say the Metro ads, how I learned about Darden or just became aware of our presence in the D.C. area.
So yeah, it was really funny.
It was fun. I mean, as somebody who moved up here last October, it was fun to get on the Metro every morning, look across and see a Darden ad, right? So sort of, and the ads are beautiful. It's like this whole like shot of the, you know, very iconic sort of DC skyline. So it was a good feeling. So now that you're, gosh, a year in, how do you think the program has affected you or impacted the work that you do?
It has had a huge impact on a lot of areas of my life that I don't think I expected it to. So I certainly expected it to affect my work life. So at work, I would say that when I sit down to solve a problem, I think about it in a much larger scope. So I'll just talk you through a problem that I'm dealing with right now. So my boss, we just finished up budget season, and she came to me and she said, "All right, we have a gap. You know, what would you suggest?" And I think prior to this, I would have thrown out some ideas, some creative ideas, and kind of looked to see what sticks. But now I really have the tools to be able to go back and test those ideas, talk with my coworkers, really understand what the best course of action is, and give a really educated suggestion back to her on what to do. So certainly it has given me the tools to excel and problem solve at work better than I did before. The other areas of my life that it's affected, it has encouraged me to do things that I never thought I would be doing. So I am playing around right now with one of my classmates with an entrepreneurial venture. And I am a planner to the T. I plan everything. So I definitely was a student that came in and said, oh, I'd like to do recruiting and sign an offer after graduation and have everything planned out. And here I find myself kind of being an entrepreneur. So, you know, it just taught me that there's a world of opportunity out there. It showed me what some of those opportunities are, and then it connected me with some amazing people that I think will help me be successful in those opportunities. And then I think the last thing that it did was it gave me this this amazing, fulfilling challenge. So before, you know, I was going about living my life. I was certainly busy. I was certainly trying hard in everything I was doing. But now I just have this extra it factor, you know, going to work and then coming home and doing schoolwork and meeting with classmates has become the new normal. And I think it's really shown me what I'm capable of. So I expect that piece, now that I know my true capacity, to carry on far after Darden.
And we always say to students, you know, you figure this out, probably takes about 3 or 4 months to figure out your schedule. But once you have taken this on and you figured out how to make it work, you kind of have this feeling like you can do almost anything. Like, there's this confidence that comes with the program. It sounds like that's similar to your experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be really honest. When I was sitting in classes during the first week and hearing about all of the commitments that we had in front of us, I had the thought in my mind, how will I ever make this work? But, it, you know, as long as you have a really supportive base outside of the program, the people in the program will help you get through it all. And you look back and you think about all the things that you've accomplished, and it truly is, you know, one of those defining moments.
So let's talk a little bit, though, about that shift from somebody who had this definitive career plan and you wanted to do X, Y, and Z and have it all wrapped up by the end of the program to starting your own business. What do you think sort of gave you the initiative or said, you know, I want to do this? Like, what pushed you over the edge in that way?
It was definitely my classmate. So I joined the Entrepreneurship Club just because I loved the people that were in the club. And it was another opportunity to sit around and have some intellectual conversations and push the envelope. And I did a very informal pitch of this idea that I had been thinking about for a while. And the support that my classmates gave me during that dinner and that pitch was pretty incredible. And I remember going back to my hotel room that night and thinking, like, well, gosh, you know, I kind of have a responsibility to do something with this now, because I have, you know, 10 people behind me saying, that's a great idea. Why don't you just try it? So I think the support has been incredible. And the partner that I'm doing it with, Jess, she's pretty funny. Her and I are a little bit different. And she's definitely the pusher. She is.
Everybody has a role.
Yeah, absolutely. She is the person calling me and saying, like, okay, great, let's just go try storm it. Like, I had some free time today, so I went and I talked to people at the store. She is awesome. And, you know, she kind of gives me that fire to move forward with it. So I think, you know, just the classmate aspect of it, and then also the professors. As soon as we pitched this idea to a couple of our professors and people in the program, they immediately started making connections for us, you know, with Darden alumni, with other professors that might have great input. And the resources that are at our fingertips at Darden is something that I know I will, you know, not have again at this high of availability. So it's kind of also that pressure of, you know, let's do it now while we have all of this available. So we've participated in a couple of offers. So we're doing an independent study with an incredible marketing professor. He's helping us figure out our customer's willingness to pay. So we're getting school credit for doing work on our business. We've also participated in a couple of entrepreneurship events where it's just connecting us with other Darden students and other students at the University of Virginia that are really interested and passionate about starting their own businesses. So I think all that combined, it's really hard to think of the reasons why not to move forward with it.
Yeah, it's been great to see some of the organic developments just in the in both Charlottesville and Roslyn around entrepreneurship. You've got some students that are very keen on this topic. They want to talk about it. They want to hear other people's business ideas. And it's such a, to me, it's a great reflection of just the spirit of the program and the fact that people are invested in this and they want to learn about their classmates and help and support each other.
Yeah, I absolutely feel that. Our first entrepreneurship club meeting was very informal. We just sat in the classroom and had Chipotle on one of the first on-grounds.
A Roslyn delicacy.
Yes. And we probably had about 25 people up there, and nobody had really prepared anything for it, but I would say there were 10 or 15 pitches that night, and there was just immediately constructive feedback. There was offers of people to jump on the team, and it was great to see that spirit and just hear the support right away.
So we've been talking with students about entrepreneurship in the executive formats, and one of the reasons, at least from an admissions standpoint, we think entrepreneurship makes sense for students, you know, thinking about Darden is because of the case method and the way that you're trained to think. Because if you want to launch your own business, there's no better way to practice that sort of C-suite decision-making and perspective. And so, you know, one of the things, though, that can be challenging is for prospective students to understand what the case method means. So how would you explain the case method to someone looking at Darden, interested in learning a little bit more about how that they might learn here?
Yeah, so I think the case method is the most effective way to learn material. So the way that I would describe the case method is it gives you a lot of context around the material. So I think people's fear with the case method is that they don't actually get the material. But don't worry, it always comes with a technical note or a description from the professor or, you know, an article. So you do have the content, but it gives you the application of it. So one example I think to talk about is in accounting, actually. I was a little skeptical about how we would use the case method in accounting. But I remember doing one of the cases, and we were learning about a depreciation. And there's a few different ways that you can do depreciation. And in a traditional method, you would learn all of those different ways. You may learn, why you would favor one or the other. But at Darden, we learn as a manager, they put us in a situation in the case, and you actually had to decide which depreciation method was correct and then defend it to your boss. So that's kind of the first piece of it. And then you're in class, and everybody has this context, and everybody has this opinion, and you really see the concept come to life, because I may think one method is better and give all my answers, and then Brett, you may come in and tell me why you disagree. And it's a really constructive way to get deep into the material and simulate a real business decision, because most likely, as a CFO, you wouldn't be making that decision on your own. You would be making a recommendation to your board or to your CEO, and you'd have to defend it. So I think it's a phenomenal way to kind of put you in that position and teach you the tools of how to execute it.
There is this sort of communication thing at the root of it, right? The idea that you have to constantly articulate your ideas and be willing to say, this is my position and this is why I think this way. But you have to listen to other people, maybe push back or refine how you're thinking. Talk about that classroom environment, because we encourage students to come for a visit, but we have people listening to this podcast that may not necessarily be able to get here right now for a class visit. So, you know, what is the experience like in your class when you're sitting there with 65 other people and you're talking about, say, a depreciation case in accounting?
Sure. So I think it's a little bit intangible, so I'll do my best to describe it. You have 65 different backgrounds, different personalities, but yet you all have a very common ground. So from day one, there is just this unexplainable trust amongst the group that people expect you to come prepared. People expect you to come and be honest, and people expect you to come and challenge them. So it's really not just the professor's job to aid in learning. It's everybody's responsibility in the room. And I think that's what has made me a better student, is that I don't feel like a personal responsibility to be prepared for class for myself. I feel it for my other classmates. I need to ask the really good questions. I need to challenge when I'm sitting there thinking that something you said isn't sitting right. So I think that trust in the group is part of that intangible that I was talking about. And then I think the other piece of it is really fun. So I was surprised at how much you're laughing. And I mean, the class period goes by so quickly. Everyone's witty and funny and smart. And it's just this amazing energy in the room that carries you through. So I really love being in class. The preparation is really hard. It's a lot of work, but once you get to that moment, it's a blast. And usually there's a twist at the end of the class when the professor kind of closes out the case or gives you the second part to the case.
So you had talked a little bit about the support network from your classmates. One of the things that people often want to know about is what the learning team experience is like. Because I think if you're looking at a full-time program, you know, you're thinking, well, we're all going to be there together. You know, we're all going to have, you all live near each other, you all have class together, easy to get together for group meetings. Executive formats, you got students all over, you have busy lives. And so how does the learning team help you sort of manage all the work that you do? And what do those meetings look like?
Sure. So everybody's learning team is a little bit different. But you physically cannot do this program alone. The learning teams get really tight really quick. I think it's a great format. And there's 1 week of class at the very beginning of the program. And it's kind of a quick team building week. And you're introduced to your learning team during that week, and you meet with them every night. So you're all thrown into this new experience together, and you're all not sure what to expect together. So it creates just this quick bond. And then as you get into the course material, each learning team will handle it differently. Some split up the cases and, there'll be maybe two people who are responsible for briefing the case to the rest of the group. My learning team ended up, we actually didn't break up the work in that sense, but we did break up teaching it. And it was amazing to me. I can look at my grades now and I can see the classes that I know I was responsible for teaching a lot of the classes in, because I scored much higher in them. So your learning team certainly keeps you accountable to bringing something to the team. I was lucky that I had a local learning team. So we actually met in person once a week, and then we met over the phone another time throughout the week. But they have become my closest friends in the program. I know that we will stay very close long after. And they've also become, a really good resource from a professional standpoint. So they've made a lot of connections for me just outside of the program.
So last question. So as you think about, the last, I guess you have about 8 months in the program, you're in the second year, graduate in May of 2018. What's on your list of things to accomplish, or what are you looking forward to the most as you close out the program?
Yeah, I'm really excited about some of the electives. So for me, the core coursework has been really enriching. It's given us that base. The professors have been exceptional. But now we're kind of at the point in the program where we get to define what we want to learn a little bit deeper. So I'm in my first elective right now, actually, and I chose to take a valuations course, which I'll be honest, was a little more work than I thought it would be. It mentally is helpful to know that you opted into something and you wanted to learn more about it. So I think, the 25 people that are in that class with me all have the same mindset. So you get a little bit of a different focus on the material. And you also get to self-select your professors a little bit, so you know that you're learning from somebody that you've had a great relationship with before. So I'm really looking forward to kind of defining my MBA a little bit more and making it more unique to myself.
So the nice thing about hosting a podcast is that even if you say it's the last question, it doesn't have to be the last question. So here's the real last question. So if you were talking to a respective student considering Darden, what would be your advice to that person?
Sure. I would say really get to know the person that you're talking to from a personal level. I would say that Darden alumni have this values system and hard work ethic that I haven't seen coming from other places. And I think it's kind of the it factor. So, I think the program is amazing. The professors are amazing. And that kind of speaks for itself. You can learn a lot about that on the website. But when you have the opportunity to sit down and talk to somebody, get to know them a little bit on a deeper level, because that's where I think the it factor is. As I speak with alumni, I think I reached out to about 10 of them when I was career searching, and I received a warm response back from all 10. And it was just an incredible feeling to know that they care so much about the program still. They care so much about the success of the people in the program. In speaking to them, I mean, it's an easy conversation. You connect on the same value level that they have. So I would say, just try to get to know the person a little bit from that standpoint, because I think that's where the it factor is.
Well, Erin, thank you for being on the podcast. Appreciate you taking time out of a residency weekend. We were just talking before we got started that this is the last official sort of domestic residency for your class. Next quarter is India, and so it's a global quarter, and so some MBA students will be on that trip, and some will be here, and Charlottesville students will be here. So it's the last time you're together as a Roslyn section.
Yeah, it was a little emotional. Actually, we had a get together last night with everyone in the class and significant others as well, and we did do some superlatives, and we just had a really, really good time to close out what feels like something that just started.
Well, absolutely. And I've heard a little bit about the dinner, and it sounded like a great time. So thank you again, and appreciate your being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And that was my interview with Erin Breitzke, a member of our class of 2018. Of course, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you would like for us to discuss here on the Exec MBA podcast, we're all ears. You can reach us at exec, that's exec@darden.virginia.edu. And of course, as always, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.